With SRN News,
I'm John Scott.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is targeting Iranian military and nuclear sites, while Iran is targeting Israeli hospitals.
They're targeting civilians because they're a criminal regime. They're the arch terrorists of the world. They want to have nuclear terrorism, which will put the entire world under nuclear blackmail, and they would use these weapons. That's what the Ayatollah Khamenei says that he would do. He would use these weapons to wipe Israel off the map. Well, he's not going to. We're not going to let him.
The latest attacks from Iran have injured at least 240 people. The seventh day of conflict came a day after Iran's supreme leader rejected U.S. calls for surrender. President Trump has extended the deadline of a TikTok ban for a third time. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
The president signed an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 90 days. It gives his administration more time to broker a deal to bring the social media platform under American ownership. A White House spokesperson says the president does not want TikTok to go dark. Years ago, Donald Trump supported the TikTok ban because of privacy and security concerns. But now he has more than 15 million followers on TikTok, and there's no ban in sight. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meteorologist Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Eric made landfall in western Mexico's Oaxaca state as a Category 3 hurricane.
We do think that it's going to rapidly weaken as it continues moving farther inland. That said, one of the biggest hazards that will remain for probably another day or so is the heavy rainfall. Even though the storm is going to weaken, we expect that there's going to be continuous rains in some of those mountainous areas, and some places could see upwards of 16 inches of rain.
So far, there have been no injuries reported from Eric. No trading on Wall Street today in observance of the Juneteenth holiday. The markets will reopen Friday morning. This is SRN News. A Texas man charged with killing an unborn baby.
Justin Banta is accused of slipping abortion pills into his girlfriend's drink after asking her to have an abortion and she refused. The child later died when the woman suffered a miscarriage. Banta is charged with capital murder. Pro-life activists have been warning of the danger presented when abortion pills become widely available, as they are now thanks to efforts by former President Biden and other Democrats. Women won't be the only ones using them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from limiting passport gender markers for many transgender and so-called non-binary people. This means such people who are without a passport or need to apply for a new one can request a male, female, or X identification marker. In an executive order signed in January, the president limited gender identification in federal documents to male or female only. This is SRN News. The NTSB issued an urgent warning on Wednesday about the potential of certain jet engines, when damaged, to allow smoke to enter the cockpit or cabin.
The NTSB safety bulletin warned about CEM International LEAP 1B engines, but encouraged evaluation for LEAP 1A and LEAP 1C engines. The engines are used on Boeing 737 MAX narrow-body passenger jets and on certain Airbus A320 NEOs, according to a press release. The NTSB recommendations followed two incidents on Southwest Airlines flights when birds flew into the engine and caused smoke or vapor fog. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Varsity Spirit is starting a professional cheerleading league promising to pay athletes. The new league, the Pro Cheer League, is billed as the first professional cheerleading league for athletes 18 and older to give cheerleaders the chance to keep competing after college. More details at srnnews.com.